So today, mamas, we're going behind the pew. Wow, that sounds like a little bit of a series. Maybe it will be. But today we are going to dive into a very touchy subject, something that is very close to our hearts and maybe that might even be a little bit tender to touch on. But oh man, is it so important. This is a topic that not a lot of people talk about or address. And so I want to go there because it's real stuff, right? That's what I aim to have this podcast be all about, is your safe space, a safe space where the thoughts, the feelings, the opinions that you have on your heart and on your mind can feel safe here, that they can be validated and seen. And so I have a question for you. Have you ever felt that in the very place where we as Christian women seek refuge and support, our churches, right? Do you ever feel that sometimes you feel weighed down by the expectations and judgments of others in our church instead of being lifted up in love and understanding? I know it's a tough, it's a very, very tough pill to swallow. Many of us, including myself, have felt the sting of judgment when we're just trying to navigate this beautiful, messy journey of motherhood, right? And especially Christian motherhood. I mean, it's a joke, right? That there's no guidebook that comes with motherhood, where Christians, we literally have a guidebook for life, the Word of God, the Bible. But that doesn't make things any easier, especially when you have people that interpret the Word of God, our guidebook, in many different ways. So whether it's how we discipline our kids, the choices we make for our families, or say how we balance the callings of faith and family, it can sometimes feel like we're under a microscope. Well, if you are shaking your head a lot right now, you're in the right place. Today, I'm going to dive in and really just aim to encourage you. Okay, there's not a whole lot that I can say that will fix the matter, but I do believe if you stick around, you're gonna feel a big weight come off your shoulders and feel seen and feel encouraged for when you face judgment and when it hits a little bit closer to home than we'd like.
The Energized Mama Podcast, a place where we explore together
how to raise those littles to know the Lord
while growing in your own intimacy with Jesus, learning how to keep your energy
while handling the inevitable stress,
and rediscovering yourself outside of motherhood. It is possible. Let's do it together.
Mommy!
Mama, Mama?
The Energized Mama! Yeah! You might hate you!
Hey mama, I've been on a quest to find the perfect gut health drink, and I have some good news for you. I've finally struck gold with Cabana Cultures. If you, like me, have a sensitive digestive system, especially postpartum, you'll appreciate how they've tailored their coconut water kefir to be gentle yet effective. What really sets Cabana Cultures apart is their approach. These drinks are non-carbonated and feel more like a refreshing juice than any fermented beverage I've tried before. The lack of fizz and the light texture make it super easy to drink, especially if fizzy drinks tend to upset your stomach. Flavor-wise, they've hit the nail on the head. It's low in sugar, but rich in tangy citrus and coconut flavors that are pronounced yet not overwhelming. I personally love their coconut lime. It's a delicious departure from the often too sweet or overly sour options out there. Every sip feels like a mini escape to the beach, making me look forward to my daily gut health ritual. Their commitment to, air quotes, healthy gut and happy life isn't just a slogan. It's evident in every single bottle. Packed with live probiotics and essential electrolytes, these brews support hydration and overall wellness without compromising on taste or gut comfort. So for anyone looking to support their digestive health with a product that's crafted with care and tailored for sensitive systems, Cabana Cultures might just be exactly what you've been searching for. It's truly more than a health drink. It's a daily treat that supports my well-being from the inside out. And they've been so gracious to offer my listeners 20% off your first order. Just head on over to cabanacultures.com and use the code ENERGIZED at checkout. So it really doesn't matter how long we've each been walking with the Lord, right? So some of us, maybe like myself, have been, you know, pursuing Jesus and aiming to know Jesus since we were little kids, or maybe you're a new Christian. And no matter how Christian we are, and I'm doing air quotes, it can still sneak up on us that we just sometimes want human validation, right? It feels good to have someone come alongside you and pat you on the back, maybe even give you a compliment once in a while, especially with something as, or someone I should say, as personal as your kids, as your motherhood, right? And so something or nothing really cuts deeper than when someone comes and attacks us with decisions we make about our family or how we're raising our children, right? It's like they really are sharp words. They cut right to the heart. But here's the real heart of the matter. We can call it the silver lining in this storm cloud if you've faced judgment from, you know, say other people in your church or just the church at large, you know, is that you are seen, mama. And you are valued. And most importantly, you are loved. You are loved immensely, deeply, unconditionally, in fact, by a God who knows your heart, your struggles, and your intentions, right? Because at the end of the day, as humans, first and foremost, we're flawed. I know that as holy and as righteous and as grace-giving and kind I aim to be, that I also make false judgments every once in a while because I'm only looking through my lens, right? I'm looking through my perspective. So not only are we flawed because sin is in all of our lives, but our views are skewed, right? They are also flawed. Well, that's what's awesome is that God's perspective is it's amazing. It is, he is omniscient. So he sees and he knows all. And I know that can be really scary sometimes too, because yes, that means that he sees the moments when you yell at your kids in a tone you didn't know you could reach, you know, or when you do put on the TV, you know, more hours than you ever imagined you would, but he still loves you unconditionally. And most important is that he knows your hearts. He knows your struggles and he knows your intentions behind everything. Dear sister listening, please remember that our worth isn't determined by opinions or expectations or what someone said in a sermon or in a devotional, but ultimately by our identity in Christ. And our identity is intact. That means that it is safe, it is secured, that you cannot be redefined. Your identity is safe in Christ. There's the scripture that says how the devil cannot pluck you from his hand. You are in there. You are in Christ's grasp. And Romans, it reminds us in Romans 8:1, that therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that so freeing? Isn't that's so wonderful? Imagine if we all just walked around, you know, free spirited without feeling like we're condemned or knowing, but it's not even a feeling. In the Bible, it declares that we are no longer condemned. Yes, we are condemned, which by the way, I'm a word nerd. This is what happens when you're married to a teacher. But I looked up the word condemnation. And the dictionary defines it as an expression of strong disapproval, pronouncing as wrong or morally culpable. There you go. Wow. I might have to look up the meaning of that. But is that not so what we feel so often, right? Strong disapproval, pronouncing as wrong. I mean, how many of you have just gotten dirty looks when you walk in the door at church? You know, I know that I am not the most detailed mama, and I'm the mama that's more concerned about, are my kids having fun? Are they experiencing life? Are they using their passions? Are they getting dirty rather than do they look prim and proper? Is their hair brushed? Are their mouths clean? And praise God for mothers like mine who care about that stuff, or else my kids would just probably look a hot mess all the time. But I've had moments where they've walked into church and I can feel the judgment. I can feel people looking, and all of a sudden I start looking around like, oh, what did I do? What did I do? Is this off or is that off? And it's just human nature. And I think that the one thing I do want to emphasize is that when you feel this disapproval, when you feel this, basically this judgment coming at you, to first and foremost, remember that that doesn't define you, right? That doesn't declare who you are. That doesn't, you know, it doesn't say who you are as a person, who you are as a as a mother, for sure, as who you are as a Christian, absolutely. But also that those people who are judging you ultimately need prayer. So as the Bible declares that we are to pray for our enemies, it's not that we need to look at these people as our enemies, but it would be a great proposition and position of the heart to navigate those times when you get those dirty looks and you feel judged, to pray for them, because who knows what they're going through, right? And we all know that a look can be misinterpreted. It could be that you're not being judged at all, and maybe it's actually your own judgment, right? It's like when you hear someone pointing fingers, right? But all those fingers pointing back at you, maybe you yourself are not giving yourself the support and the love that you ultimately need. And just remember that in Jesus, we find our true support system, our unwavering advocate, and our ultimate source of validation. So I want to implore you, mamas, I want to give you an opportunity here to let's turn the page. Okay, so no matter what kind of a situation you find yourself in right now, whether you have such a beautiful Christian community around you, I believe that, I speak that, I pray that for each and every one of you, or if you're having a situation that's maybe even causing you to doubt the church at large or wanting to leave a church, I want to encourage you to turn the other cheek. I want to encourage you to build each other up, to celebrate other moms in your lives that have maybe unique journeys differently than your own, to offer the kind of support and understanding that you crave, right? Let's be that village that every Christian mom needs, including yourself. Let's create a space where judgment is instead replaced with grace, and where every mom feels empowered, encouraged, and just totally enveloped in love, right? Please remember that your journey is significant, as is each and every other woman around you. Her journey is significant too. Remember that your role in your children's lives is divine, right? God chose you to be their mother. He gave you these specific kids and gave you to these kids. So your worth to them and to your family is immeasurable, mama. Don't forget about that, okay? So again, today I'm going to leave you and say, let's lift each other up. Let's focus on the one, on God, capital O-N-E, right? The one who calls us his own, his daughters, right? We can walk in that confidence. We just have to choose to do so. And if you're struggling and you really need a community like this, or you want a place to be this village for other moms, come join my free Facebook group. You can find the link below, or you can go to Facebook and type in Mom Nation. And we would just love to have you, to encourage you, to love on you, and to be that village that you need. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of The Energized Mama. If this blessed you, please share it around to all your mom friends, post it on your social media. I would love to hear from you and hear your thoughts. Let me know what you thought about this episode, and you can do that in the easiest way is to go leave me a review underneath the Apple Podcast app, and look forward to seeing what you thought, what you felt, and how I can keep curating content just for you, mama. The mamas in this season raising littles, staying at home with them, and aiming to be the woman that God called her to be as a woman, as a wife, and just as a mother, which is a divine, divine role. And don't you ever forget that or let anyone else tell you any different. I'm here to remind you how wonderful, how seen, how empowered you are to being that woman that God's called you to be. Thanks again, Mama, and I'll see you on a future episode of the Energized Mama podcast.